Well, Paul, firstly, how much have you enjoyed this experience coming out here and playing with the first team?
Obviously, it's been brilliant to get a chance. Obviously, wasn't looking to play the game coming into it, but obviously Bunny pulled up with a couple of blisters, so I got a chance and it was great to be out there with the lad.
Mm. It's 2 years, I think, since you made your first class debut against Australia A, so you're making progress, you're back among the plans.
Yeah, well, obviously last year wasn't the best for me, getting injured. Obviously, first game of my pre-season, really. Didn't leave as much option to push in to play first team last year, but hopefully back on track now.
Some tidy bowling from you, very economical, given that it was at times a pitch where the ball was finding the boundary, particularly today.
Yeah, the pitch wasn't doing a great deal for the seamers or the spinners, I don't think. Really, a batsman's wicket, I would say, but I think most of the lads done pretty well, keep it quite tight.
You got a few overs under your belt as well, which is probably something you weren't able to do this time last year because of the snow and the ice.
Yeah, obviously the weather does play a part in your pre-season and didn't give us a chance last year to get outside before the start of the season, so that was good, yeah.
Tell me about the experience of being out here, this whole MCC Champion County thing. I mean, you're playing against Virender Sehwag and Prasanna Jayawardene, you know, two great test players from other nations.
Yeah, well, obviously as a kid growing up, you watch them on telly and you think, oh, and you think how far away that is, the chance to play against them or with the lads that we've got on our side, Onions and the likes of that. But yeah, it's a great experience.
I noticed a few of the Durham lads earlier today were bringing in the India shirts to the MCC dressing room and Virender was signing them for them.
Yeah, there was, I think, a few of the lads popped out to get a shirt. I think we're going to auction them.
Not keeping them as souvenirs.
No, I would be keeping mine if I'd got one, but yeah.
Now tell us about the next few weeks, and because for those who aren't aware, you've played at Eppleton, I think, hasn't you? That was your family club, and you're going to be playing for Whitburn as well this year in the North East Premier League in between appearances for Durham in varying competitions.
Yeah, well, obviously, hopefully, I can make a mark in the first team and get a few more games there rather than playing weekend cricket. But, played at Eppleton as a lad against Whitburn, but I was close to playing for Eppleton last year, but I wanted to play in the top division, so Whitburn should be a good year for me, I think.
And I'm told you come from a good family of cricketers as well. Your brother's not bad either.
Yeah, younger brother's a good player. He batting all rounder, I would say. He's coming on a bit with the ball as well, so that's really good to see.
And as far as the season's concerned, then after getting this out the road, excited for everything to get going.
Yeah, looking forward to getting obviously outside back home. I think all the lads are about ready for it now. It's been a long winter, stuck inside. So,
And you're in the nets and you can't even bowl off a proper run-up and it's miserable and it's the same thing day in and day out. It's quite hard to keep the motivation going, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. You're off half your run-up because you can't quite charge in. And obviously it's like playing out here. It's flat as, obviously a bit more bounce, but yeah, flat indoors, so you haven't got much to work with.
So there's a trip to Kent, you'll be on that, will you, next week, 2-day trip down there?
I'm not too sure at the minute. I would hope so. I'll have my fingers crossed. But
and then the university after that, Durham University?
Yeah, I think I might just there, but I couldn't say for definite.